The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
But how is Bachman Turner Overdrive not top five? Come on, man. Taking care of business. I mean, they were, and that they still play, that song still gets played everywhere. Like commercials, everything.
Yeah, but does that make them a good band? So they do Taking Care of Business and You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. What else? What's their other?
Well, that's two more than most of these guys have. Now, my
list. Baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet. That was back when they were making fun of stuttering before I was.
Exactly. Baseball and NBA aren't doing all that great in terms of ratings right now.
Well, that's surprising to me, too.
I think people, you would have thought people had been so starved for it. Maybe it's just because we're around it, and the people that we talk to is, you know, we're starved for it. Because I'm guessing there's not really that many Patrick Creightons out there who's just dying for baseball.
Probably not.
Not nearly as many as I thought. Yeah, and I guess because Joel's around and Nick's around, well, everybody wants basketball back. It was just Joel and Nick.
That's it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, bitches. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page, send a message, Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also get on that Twitch channel, and man, that thing sounds so good, too, if you're just in your car and you'd rather, you know, if you're having problems, whatever town, part of town you're in, just get on that Twitch channel and listen to it. You don't have to look at us, but if you want to look at us, it's okay. If you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. Fun couple of hours.
We like to have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a fun kind of not really sportsy day. And
I mean, there were games last night.
Yeah. We could break those down if you want.
I mean, the Rockets, exactly what I said was eventually going to start happening to the Rockets happened. Now, you know, it's not fair for me to like say, oh, they had it happened that game. It's going to happen every game. Just like it's not fair for me to say, it wouldn't be fair to say, well, they won this game where they got out rebounded by a million and missed 43. So they're going to win. I get that they're going to win some, they're going to lose some. I just don't buy into it, which is what I was saying all along. I'm curious to hear. And that's, hey, great news. Late hits. They're going to talk about it, I'm sure. And
yeah,
I'm curious what they think about it, because
they'll dive in right from the get-go.
What we saw last night is what I fear we're going to see plenty of in this little bubble.
Your Astros won easily.
Yeah, that wasn't much of a ball game. Carlos Correa, strong. Strong showing for Carlos. And really, you gotta give some credit to considering pitching's been a disaster, like at least the health of pitching has been a disaster. Altuve's not hitting, Springer's not hitting, Bregman's not hitting, and they're still doing pretty well.
Yeah, as long as they're not having to play the Dodgers, they're fine.
Right. And let's face it, you know what? The Dodgers are going to give a lot of teams problems. You know why? The Dodgers are really friggin' good.
The Javier kid looked pretty good last night.
Again, yeah.
Which that'd be nice if you can continue to get good outings from him. Okay, that's some sport.
That's sport.
713 says, I grew up in Baytown and used to date the Baytown badass's fiance. I hope he doesn't find out and give me a good old-fashioned Arkansas.
Oh, man, you got in my girl. Come on, man. Come on, brother. Did you guys make love?
I don't know. He just texted that in. He said he used to date.
I want to know if they made sweet, sweet love. And if so, what kind of songs were you playing when you made love to her?
Did you drink Arkansas milk?
Did she talk about him to you?
This is after, I guess. I
mean, oh, yeah, so, okay.
Yeah, but who knows?
Do you think she talks about you to Clint?
That's a good question. We'd like to know that one.
I guess we should probably vet this story. I mean, he could just be making it up.
Yeah, well, and 90% of the stuff that we get is made up, so.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't trust that story.
Yeah, well, but 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. I don't know if you saw this story But the guy that the offensive lineman, the Titans drafted from Georgia, mm-hmm. was on a podcast and was talking about his recruiting. Did you see the reasons he did not go to Alabama and Michigan?
I did not.
Well,
I missed that podcast.
I didn't hear the podcast, but I read a story about it. You don't always have to listen to the podcast.
No, I get it. I get it.
News stories come out of it, and that's okay. But apparently, he was committed to Bama for a long time and made his official commitment and then changed his mind. And when asked why, he said, Nick Saban didn't give me a hug.
What? Was it because of COVID?
No, this is long before COVID. I mean, this is 3 years ago.
Oh.
We didn't even know there was a COVID back then.
What do you mean, didn't give you a hug? Like when you met?
Yeah. When he agreed to sign. He said, I care about the little things. I'm thinking in my head. I just committed. This is now my coach. And then he was asked, is it normal to get a hug? He goes, I don't know, man. I just committed. I was hoping I could get one. I put my arms out, and I was like, dog. Instead of a hug, Saban extended his hand out for a handshake.
I wonder if that's...
And then he says he decommitted right there.
No joke. Yeah. I wonder if that's Nick's way of saying, like, hey, man, this is big boy football now. We're not here. This is business now.
Well, the Harbaugh one's even better, if you can believe that.
Okay.
But he asked, did Kirby Smart hug him? He says, you better believe he did. So, well... He was asked, Taylor Lewan was the guy interviewing him, and he's Michigan grad, said, we almost got you. He said, Harbaugh did something weird. He did something super weird. Ooh. So they all ask, and he says, remember when Michigan first got the deal with Jordan for shoes?
Right.
Said, Harbaugh wouldn't take off his cleats. He came to my in-home visit with cleats on his feet, and I have hardwood floors, and he was just walking around with cleats, bro. After that, it was over.
That is pretty weird.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I don't care who you are. You're not wearing cleats in my house. I have hardwood floors. It's like, you leave them downstairs, brother. So, yeah. I mean, who does that?
Yeah. I've always thought that Harbaugh's kind of a weird dude, so it's a little bit unsurprising to me. But also, I don't trust this kid because he decommitted from a school because he didn't get a hug.
Well, I mean, he just wants to be loved. Is that so wrong?
I mean, he offered you one of the 25 scholarships he had. He liked you a lot. All right.
Well, you're going to spend presumably 3 years. I mean, this kid was going to be a stud all along, so he wasn't going to be there for more than 3 years. But you spend 3 years with a coach. Don't you want a hug from the little fella?
Well,
it's like, Ed, come here, little fella. Give me a hug.
Now, here's
little tiny Nick Saban.
Here's the real question. Was it worth it? Because, you didn't get a hug at Alabama. You would have gotten a national championship. You got that hug at Georgia. No national championship. Was it worth it?
Well, you played on some really good teams, and you were a high draft pick.
Hey, all right. Well, oh, yeah. I'm Alabama guys never get drafted.
But, I think if that's what you want, Coach should be willing to do. Who I would bet would hug him? Coach O.
Oh, Coach O would hug him for sure.
Yeah. Coach O would definitely hug him. I don't know that Harbaugh would. It doesn't seem like a Harbaugh move.
Harbaugh doesn't seem like a hugger. You're right.
Yeah. I don't think Saban likes to be touched at all.
I don't think so either.
When you're that tiny and that's a big old offensive lineman.
Oh, stop it.
He is. He's a wee lad. He looks like the original lead singer for Kansas.
I don't even know what he looks like, the lead singer of Kansas.
A tiny little guy wearing like elf clothes.
All right.
That's Nick Saban. So... That's a weird reason not to go to a school.
You got
to
admit, that is weird. That's an odd behavior.
But it's also weird that he wouldn't do it. I mean, Roger Goodell hugs all those guys that come up on stage, and he doesn't even, he's not recruiting
them.
He
doesn't even know
them. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes he puts his hand on their butt, too.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah. Seen that.
There's different levels of weird, isn't there?
Mm. Oh, boy. 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Everybody on Twitch channel all over the brother. You just wanted a hug, brother.
Hey, brother, I got you, man. I got a hug for you right here. When I went to Tennessee, Coach Fulmer gave me a hug, man. And then I left the ball there at Tennessee. Now that I think about it, he hugged me after I left the ball there. And I didn't even go to his school. I'll be damned. That's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, boy. Well, in the I don't think we'll miss you category. Saw UConn canceled its entire season in football.
Well, who's going to win those two games next year?
Well, I mean, they're not even going to be in a conference now.
No.
So.
They were a 2-10 independent.
Mm. Yeah. That,
everyone's going to miss watching those games, let me tell you.
Did the Avs just score a goal over there? I think they did.
I can't see that blue chair that I hate so much is right in the way.
Avs and Stars.
Does anyone use that blue chair now? Now that Laminack is in here, he was a big proponent of the blue chair. Does anyone use that blue chair?
I'm not sure.
I need to figure that out.
I guess I need to watch the Twitch stream.
I bet maybe Charlie uses it. It gives you a little extra height. I think that's why Barry liked it.
2-0 Colorado.
That'll make Tepper happy.
That's just, gotta pay the bills, bro.
Yeah, that's one of those round robin games that they're playing for seeding. So I think Boston was losing today. If they lose, I mean, they had the best record all year, but they can't get the number one seed because of this little tournament they're doing.
Well, that's kind of stupid.
It's kind of weird, right?
I don't like that very much.
I mean, I think you could have done it in a way where because these round robin games, instead of just saying, okay, it's automatic seeding, you could have taken the points and said, okay, a win's worth 5 points as opposed to two.
Because now you're just discounting everything that already happened in the season. That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, but they lost to your beloved Tampa Bay Lightning today, so they can no longer be the number one seed in the East.
That's really too bad, but good for the Lightning, right?
Well, they'll choke when the real playoffs start, just like the Leafs. But and your Predators went down 4-1 today.
What?
Yeah.
Are they out?
Nope. They...
Just tell me when they're out.
Okay,
that's all I care about.
It could very easily be tomorrow.
Okay. They can be eliminated from contention tomorrow?
Yes, because they're, if I'm not mistaken, they're down 2-1 now. And I think they play tomorrow. But I'm losing track because these games are happening.
There's too many games. Admit it.
Well, I'm losing track.
Too many games all at once.
Losing track of the schedule. Yeah, Arizona, okay. Arizona leads 2-1.
Oh, man.
And I think they have to play a back-to-back tomorrow.
And they play, it's 3 out of 5?
Yeah, it's 3 out of 5. Okay. So they're not, okay, I'm wrong. They don't play till Friday.
Oh, okay.
So they get a break.
Whew, I've got some time to really worry about it.
Oh, man. But, but it's like the days run together in the Roniverse. It's like the games are kind of running together now because there's so many. It's hard for me to keep up with who's playing when. But, I think you got to, you still got a little time to get in if you want to play that Pittsburgh -1.5 against Montreal. It was +155 when I bet it, so I don't know what it's at now. It's just a small one, just rooting interest. And plus, I think if the pace kind of looks like the game did in game two as opposed to game one, it could get out of hand really quickly. Tell you what else can get out of hand if you don't get them fixed are your brakes. Oh, yeah. And that's what new brakes is all about. And guys, Josh had it done on his car, and I had a couple other people who've already told me, hey, we had this done. It is so much better than going and having to sit and wait and get it done because they're going to come to you. They're convenient. They're 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers on average. And if you hear some grinding in your brakes or something like that, hey, get online and have them come out. You're going to get a surprise free quote before they even touch your vehicle. They're going to follow up with questions and on your symptoms. And then their brake experts are going to give you a worst-case repair cost, and that includes everything, labor, taxes, and fees. So there's nothing that's going to catch you by surprise. They're professional. They're reliable. And they're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And these are just good dudes, man, with good people working for them. Incredibly convenient. They'll come right to you. Mention ESPN. You'll get 10% off your service. And just go to NUBRAKES.com, newbrakes.com. Check them out today.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Some of the things you guys come up with on these breaks, I don't know. I'm trying to get AJ in a fight.
I know.
At least it's for charity.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that makes it better.
Yeah. Okay, so I had a couple other things. We talked about this a little bit with Jerome. I think it's interesting that the AAC's idea with their football schedule that came out today was they're going to play 8 conference games that are already scheduled. Each team has the 8 games scheduled. And then if they can schedule 4 more, they're going to do it.
Can I just say what other people won't say? The reason why the AAC, and I'm guessing all of the B-tier football conferences are going to follow the same path. The reason why they can say we're going to play all these games, we're going to, like the Sun Belt, we're going to play 12 games, we're starting on time. The reason why they can say that, A, it's going to be impossible for them to do. B, if there's an outbreak of COVID within, let's say, Tulane University's football program, it's not a national headline. If there's a COVID outbreak with Alabama's football program, it's a national headline. So the truth of it is these Power 5 conference schools just have to be more careful because they're going to be under more scrutiny.
I also think it's, from a more practical standpoint, if they basically start on time and have these early games before the SEC's going, before the Big Ten's going, going to have more eyeballs on them. They're going to have better opportunity. Like, instead of ESPN2, some of these games are going to get ESPN or maybe ABC. So it's more exposure.
But let's face it, if they do this, it's going to be trouble.
Oh, I don't think it's going to work out.
College football seems almost impossible to me right now.
Yeah, I don't think any of it's going to work out. And I hope I'm wrong, but it just seems impossible to me with all the things that the NFL is going to have to do. And even that may not work. And you're talking about all these other, I mean, just 10 times as many, well, not 10 times, but maybe 5 times as many teams. And without all the wherewithal to test guys every single day, it just doesn't seem like it's going to work out.
I don't understand this. Why is the Yankees-Rays series postponed? They're saying due to weather, and I get there's this tropical storm hitting Florida, but they play in a domed stadium. It's not like the fans are going to have trouble getting to the games. Because every time I see postponed, my immediate thought is, oh, there's Rona issues.
Rona, yep.
Because, you know, when you look at, oh, Detroit, St. Louis, postponed. St. Louis hasn't played a game in forever.
Well, that was COVID-related.
Right. The Marlins haven't played a game in forever. So when you see postponed, you go, oh, it must be Corona. And then I'm like, oh, the Yankees? Yankees-Rays has Corona? That ain't good. But it turns out, no, it's not Corona. They're just postponed because of weather. I guess if it's a real hurricane, you got to be better safe than sorry. But
because you still have to get people to the park.
Yeah, but like 5.
No, you've got both teams. You've got all the people working the stadium. You've got all the coaching staff.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's still an awful lot of people. And they postponed it due to the forecast of severe inclement weather. So if you knew you might get flooded in, you can't send all those teams there.
I mean, you could.
It's probably, I don't know how many people are in those buildings, but I'm guessing it's at least 200, 250.
I feel like most of the Yankees have, they have homes in Tampa anyway, so they could just, they're probably just chilling at their Tampa houses. Tampa has more fans, or there's more Yankees fans in Tampa than there are Rays fans.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a lot of places, but especially in Florida. Pat in the 409 said, without a vaccine, I just can't see college football being anything close to normal. Well, it's not going to be normal. I mean, the way they've already set it up, it's not normal. But it's like anything else. It's kind of how you adjust to it and make the best of it, which, I don't know that these leagues are willing to do that. Lance has refused to do it with the NFL and refused to put me in touch with Roger Goodell because he doesn't like my idea. I could make it happen for him, but no. And, his big thing is, you got to have NFL weight rooms. Well, guess what? You know what you do have in these NFL cities? Big-ass 18-wheelers where you could just put all your weight and equipment into, bring them down here, You need meeting rooms. Well, we got this place called the George R. Brown. Plenty of meeting rooms there. I don't know. I think it could work. But no, he doesn't. So, you know, NFL, shame on you if this happens. But
Although the bench did have a caller that said the individual conferences should just do bubbles for their football season because there won't be students on campus. So basically take over one campus and just play all of your conference play as a bubble. And Lance didn't argue with that this morning.
Oh, I heard him a little bit talking about, well, you could have like 12 teams, but you can't do 16. I don't know how you can do 12, but you can't do 16.
I don't either.
And that's okay. That's okay. He's Mr. NFL. So the NFL has rejected me. And if I had a feeling, it would be hurt. But I think you could do something like that. But where would you go? Tuscaloosa? Is that going to be your SEC? I have my doubts, and, you know, I hope I'm wrong. I said, especially after we had Coach O on yesterday, I'm all pumped up. I said, man, I can't wait to see what kind of team he's got this year. And
we're going
to
see some football. I tell you that much right now.
But, you know, there's just so many things to overcome. And, yeah, I still think, now, baseball, to me, you came real close there when you had two teams and you're having to postpone stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think is a number where they say, you know what, we can't do this?
One more?
Maybe. Well, and the other thing that's not getting talked about is all these arm injuries from this restart. That's not a positive.
No.
But
as long as it's not COVID-related, they're going to keep chucking them out there.
Yeah. So. Oh, boy. Somebody asked on the Twitch channel, will there be a legit champion this college season? I think if you have a four-game playoff, which I don't know. But if you have a four-game playoff, I think you have a legitimate champion. Even if it's a 10-game schedule, to me, it doesn't make that big a difference. You're probably going to have Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, and then fill in the blank, probably Oklahoma. And then it's not really going to matter. It's probably going to be those four. So, somebody said, where are you seeing Yankees Rays postponed?
Tomorrow's game's postponed.
Yeah. So, somebody says Max Scherzer went down today. Is that true?
Oh, I didn't see that.
I didn't see that either.
I hope not.
Yeah, that would suck. But, you know, that's the thing, man. And obviously with the Astros, it's been hit really hard. But it's league-wide. Guys trying to come back and pitch off of this kind of break, it's something they haven't been asked to do before, and it's probably not. It's certainly not ideal.
No. But I don't know. I mean, you'd figure that these players, they were, especially pitchers, there's not really an excuse. You should be able to pitch pretty much any day you want.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like you think about it. You go through spring training. You have to build up your arm to do a certain amount of innings. I guess they were probably at about, what, five innings when this happened?
Yep. I mean, how many innings did Verlander throw? How many innings did Osuna throw?
It's not about how many innings they're throwing. It's about the preparation. I mean,
You think they ramped them up too fast? Or?
Yeah, I think they did. And I basically, you think about a regular season, those guys go through a full spring training. They start off with an inning, and then two innings, and they go to four. And they were kind of at that part in spring training, and all of a sudden you have to stop. And, yeah, you could keep throwing, but then to build back up again in, what, a two-week time frame, start playing real games again. And I mean, and pitchers' arms are fragile to begin with. You've got to really be careful with them. So it's not the amount of pitching, it's preparation. And I think that had something to do with it.
Yeah, Scherzer left after the first inning with 27 pitches.
Oof.
No word yet?
No. Nationals still haven't announced anything.
That ain't good.
From what I've seen.
Well, and I think what we have to see is, like, you know, two more weeks into the season, we should look at how many pitchers are out with arm injuries compared to what you would have 2 weeks into a regular season. And if it's significantly more, then I think you'd have to say it has something to do with it. But if it's not, then, okay, it's just the Astros. Did you see the speculation going on around Woj?
No.
Well, if you check his Twitter bio, up until this morning, it said ESPN Senior NBA Insider, NBA Countdown, Sports Center, The Woj Pod. If you look at it today, none of that.
What's it say?
Just says, @WojESPN. You took all that off. So, of course, Twitter is...
Well, if it's still at WojESP, although if you have a blue check mark, I don't think it's easy to change your handle.
Yeah, but he took off his, you know, the basically his jobs on there.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
I'm looking at twitter.com, ESPN Senior NBA Insider, NBA Countdown, SportsCenter, the Woj Pod.
Oh, he must have put it back then.
There was speculation. He was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah, don't want to do that.
Uh-oh. Yeah, he's back.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny because everybody was kind of losing their mind over that earlier today. So he obviously saw that and said, maybe I shouldn't have done that. I don't know why you would, but.
Yeah, I don't think this would be a poor time to get rid of Woj, right?
Yeah, I don't think they will. So.
Hey, I was looking at the KBO standings.
I was going to ask you for an update on that.
Well, the Dinos, still the best team. They've got a 3.5-game lead on the Kiwoom Heroes. Thank you. The Doosan Bears are 5 games out, and the LG Twins are 5 games out.
What about those Wyverns?
The SK Wyverns are 23 games out.
I thought I saw Tyler White was going to sign with them.
Maybe so, but they're not the worst team. The Hanwha Eagles are the worst. They are 27 games behind the NC Dinos.
The
Hanwha Eagles.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of glad now. The Doosan Bears were my second choice, and they're pretty decent. You know, like I said, they're 5 games out. A couple of the other teams I looked at were the Lotte Giants and the Samsung Lions. They are 9.5 and 11 games out. They suck.
I have a Samsung, so that would have been
a good fit for you.
Yeah.
You want an update on Koo Chang Mo, the greatest pitcher in the entire world? Which, by the way, I have no idea why the Astros haven't called this guy yet. If you got any sense in your head, Astros, now's the time. Pick up the phone. Now, mind you, the time difference. I don't know if he's asleep right now or not.
Pretty sure he has to finish out his contract there before he can go anywhere.
I think you throw the right dollar amount at him.
It's not him.
I don't think it's up to him.
Got to ask the Dinos.
Or you got to buy him from the Dinos.
I think you got to buy negotiating rights from the Dinos.
Right, and then, yeah, so I'm not liking your chances. But give us an update.
87 innings pitched, 13 starts. 9 wins, 0 losses, 1.55 ERA. He has his strikeout to walk ratio is 5.82 to 1. I mean, come on. This guy is just a monster. 99 strikeouts, 17 walks for Koo Chang Mo. Do you agree now that he's the best player in the world, the best pitcher? Now that Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer and Clayton Kershaw are all injured,
yeah, that's
he's the best pitcher in the world standing, right? Him or Garrett Cole?
I'm going to stick with Garrett Cole because I've actually seen Garrett Cole pitch.
I've seen Koo Chang Mo pitch,
but
trust me.
Well, have you seen him pitch against major leaguers?
No,
you just seen him.
They're all scared.
No, you got him pitching against the Wyverns, and we know what the Wyverns are.
He's seen some old major leaguers. Trust me,
some old ones.
Yeah.
Hey, go ahead, bring him over, give him a shot.
23 years old.
I bet.
It's a valuable commodity. If I'm the Dinos, I'm like, ooh, somebody's going to pay up for this.
James Click wants to put a stamp on the organization.
That dude, I'm telling you.
Well, you should give him a call. James Click.
Someone's got to get this guy.
And make sure that he knows all about your guy. And, the Astros go and get him, and if he winds up being a star, you get a finder's fee.
I'm cheering for whatever team signs him. I don't care who, maybe if it's not the Red Sox, I'm cheering for whichever team finds him. Won't cheer for the Red Sox.
Yeah, that's communism. Can't do that.
But I'm going to buy a hat from if any other team besides the Red Sox signs him, I'm buying that team's hat.
Okay.
Write it down in your notebook.
All right, hang on. You may get a notebook out and carry the two. Okay, yeah.
Good. All right.
Got it. All right, tell people about TGS.
TGS. It's funny. Someone just tweeted me about TGS, and they said, I'm not telling about TGS, right? Oh, I'm again doubling up on TGS? Ooh, they really want you guys to save money. And someone just tweeted me and said, hey, had a brain fart. How do I get in touch with TGS? It's so simple. You text the word money to 232323 and they will save you bucks. Simple as that. They've got a system. It's already shopped all the home insurance prices in your area. So all you've got to do is let them know where you live and they'll tell you, hey, this is the price we can get you. This is the coverage we can get you at this price. Compare that to what you've got now. Chances are good. You'll be pleased with the comparison. I certainly was. I saved over $1,000 a year with these guys. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. They've got a nearly perfect online rating. It's the real deal. Text the word money to 232323. So simple. They're open at, and you don't need to wait for your renewal. They'll take care of your old policy, get you refunded on that, even if you've paid ahead, and start you saving money now. Once again, text the word money to 232323. Start saving now.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So can I get a ruling on something? I'm trying to decide whether or not I was a jerk today about something. I stopped by to grab some energy drink and couple of my Gatorade Zeros on the way in. Homeless guy comes up, starts asking for money. He said, no, I'm not giving you money, but you want me to buy you a water or something? So, yeah, man, water, that'd be great. You know what? Can you give me some puffs too? You know, those puff chips.
Like Cheetos?
I guess. I don't know. I'm like, yeah, okay. Can you give me like a case of Coke? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop you right there. I'll get you some water and I'll get you some damn puffs. But this ain't a restaurant. You're not ordering. I offered to get you something. Don't be doing that. Now, am I wrong for saying, okay, enough? You know, I mean, I'm offering to help the guy out, but I'm not taking a shopping list.
Right. Well, so. I mean, listen, you do what you can do, Fred. You're a good guy.
But no, it makes me feel bad whenever I say no to stuff like that. But on the other hand, I was just like, dude, you know, I'm not giving you cash, but I'll get you some water because it was freaking hot out there and he looked like he was hot. And that turns into a case of Coke and puffs. So I got him like two of the big Cokes and puffs. But, you know, it's like, come on. You try to do something nice and people just, that's not good enough for him. You know, water would have been better for him. But, oh well.
Puffs are good for you, though. Did you get him the puffs?
I got him the puffs, yeah. I guess they were.
You're a good guy.
I mean, I didn't know what they were, and so I went and looked at the chips, and there they were. So I did get him the puffs, but I just, you know, I feel like I'm being taken advantage of a little bit.
You are.
Oh, well.
You're a sucker. You're a mark.
Well, next time it's just going to be, nope, you can have water. Water and maybe a sandwich, because somebody's got to eat those damn sandwiches in there.
Yeah, I'm not eating a sandwich from a gas station these days.
I'm not either, but, you know, for those guys, it's free food.
That's true.
Nancy Nate says, Fred, don't be a Richard. He just wants some Coke. Okay.
What would have happened if you'd brought him Pepsi?
Oh, I don't know.
Pepsi, I said Coke, sir.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what to do about this anymore because it is getting really bad for a lot of these guys. And I don't mind getting them something to drink and something to eat, but I do think when, you know, hey, wait a minute, do this. Hey, wait a minute. What? About three times. And then he got like about 4 feet away from me and I had to tell him to back the bleep up because I ain't having that. You're not getting him within 6 feet. I'm more than happy to do this, but yeah, they're all speculating now on this fight between you and the Baytown Badass.
Baytown Badass is probably in better shape than me.
Yeah, but you know how to do a fight camp too. I bet if you got serious about this and said, all right, I'm going to get myself into Hoffman shape, I think you'd be just fine.
Yeah. How's that going to happen, though? I'm 40, almost 40.
Well, he's 42. He's older than you.
That's true. There's nothing that tells me this fight would actually happen, though, so I'm not going to get my hopes up about it.
Well, I think, yeah, I love this idea, man. I'll be in the crowd doing taking bets, and we'll be making side.
You think
bets.
Baytown Badass is bigger than me?
I think he might be.
Okay.
Yeah, well, look him up. I'm curious.
Clint Sterner.
I'm going to guess he's probably like 6'2", 210.
Yeah, 6'2", 209.
Ah! I bet it's more than 209 now, though.
Yeah, probably.
But probably not much more. I haven't seen any recent pictures of him because I don't really pay attention.
But is 6'2 his football height or is it his real height?
Yeah, it's probably his football height, which means 6 feet.
Because Seth Payne, it says people also search for Seth Payne. It says he's 6'4", but I think Seth Payne is like the same height as me.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
I mean, you know who'd be the one to consult?
Josh.
They went toe to toe.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, you could ask.
Josh is busy right now. I think he's doing his podcast.
I don't think he does that till 7.
Well,
I could be wrong.
There's the question.
You can text him.
Well, if he's listening, he'll. He responds pretty
but
quick.
But Josh has never met the Baytown Badass, I don't think, in person.
Yeah, but he can tell you what Seth is, and then we can kind of adjust.
Yeah, but that's different teams lie about different heights. Yeah, 832. This is why you shouldn't read the text line. If it's not a short, fat guy, AJ will struggle from what I've seen on YouTube.
Fair enough.
But, I think there's some potential here. Maybe raise money for charity. You could. I'm guessing you would submit him. Because even if he started training for MMA right now, that's not going to get him there in time.
Can't catch you up.
No. So I would say AJ by submission first round.
I would need to know his medical history. You know, if I need to kick him in the legs or not.
Yeah, like if he had knee problems or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would attack that. Well, if I'm him, I'm attacking your knee.
That's all right. Yeah. I'm all for a leg kicking contest.
Yeah, I think you'd be okay there.
I thought I was going to win like my third or fourth fight. I thought I was going to win by just leg kicks because that's the only fight that went to a second round. And I think it went to a second round solely because my goal, like once I started fighting him, I realized I could just kick the crap out of his legs. I decided I wanted to finish him by leg kicks, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I ended up using my hands, but.
You won. That's all that matters.
Well, yeah. But once you set goals, you want to meet them.
No, that's true. All right. Speaking of goals, and you know what? I brought the hair today. I decided to just let it float. The brand new hair, and it's growing out. It looks fantastic. It's all thanks to Dr. Linville. And yeah, you know, maybe I look like the Penguin. I don't know. Maybe I do look like I'm a squire. I don't know. I don't care. I actually have hair. I can feel it blowing in the wind. And what he does, he extracts individual follicles from the back of your head. He transplants them to where you're thinning, and it's your own hair. And it's been over a year now, and it's grown out. I've let it grow ever since. And I just love the way it looks and the way it feels. And guess what? You can go to 975hair.com, set up a virtual consultation for free. And he just wants to help people like you, me, wants to help himself. He had it done as well. His hair looks fantastic. And, guys, it's the kind of thing that if you're out of the office right now, it's a good time to get it done if you don't want anybody to know about it. Because when you go back, then they'll just look and say, wow, you look great. And you'll say, yeah, I do. Thank you. And it's all because I went to 975hair.com, Dr. Linville. Baby, I don't know what I'm on top.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Oh, I got to tell people about Carbock. That's the thing about Twitch. Sometimes I don't know when we're back for commercials. Carbock's an easy one to talk about, though, because everyone knows you when you get home from work, you want to pop open a Carbock. A Crawford Box, a great beer this time of year. Baseball season's back in full swing. You maybe want to open one of those. If you want something lighter, you go with a Love Street. Love Street, the Eric the Kolschmaster. That's one of their better-selling beers. And listen, They've got something for everyone. They've got IPAs. They've got, occasionally, they've got the BBH, if you're lucky enough to find them out and about. But those things are so delicious. And the Cella series, which has become very popular for summertime drinking. The Little Cella with 96 calories per can. The Vive Cella with a little salt and lime. And the Helicella, if you like a little spice with your beer. Again, something for everyone. Follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to see what's the going on with Carbach. But no matter what you're doing, when you get out, you're able to have a beer at a bar, you're able to have a beer with your dinner, or you're out at the grocery store, make sure you ask for some Carbach.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Aaron, I need you to scout this show guy for me and tell me, you know, I need to know height, weight, age, past athletic stuff. Because, you know, if it's, this is just a rando, I'd be down with this. Well, I know that, but if he's not like some former athlete or current athlete or former MMA fighter or something like that, then I'd get in shape for something like that.
And what do we know about their producer, Tyler something or another?
I might need his name first, but
I think it's Tyler Milner. That may be a made up name.
Lamont can tell you all that. He knows.
Lamont does know. Josh knows. Josh told me today, and I just forgot.
So, yeah, I'm going to need you to do some scouting. And then, yeah.
What about the 790 guys? Can we beat them? Clanton, Wexler, and...
I don't know who their producer is either.
I feel like I could match up in that one.
Okay.
The two of y'all could...
I feel like I could handle either one of those
guys. As much as I'm still friends with them and stuff... It would really be unfair.
You're friends with the enemy?
Yeah, kind of. Oh,
that's gross.
Yeah, he was an enemy. How do we know he's not a spy?
I don't know.
And looking at, just doing a quick Google image search of the show, mm-hmm. Fred, I think you could take him.
Okay.
All right, well. But
you might even play the, like, old game you used to play with your siblings where you just put your hand on their head.
Is he a little bitty?
Is he a little?
He doesn't look little, but he looks stocky enough that... Like, you hold him out there for a little bit, he's going to get tired.
So you're saying I have a reach advantage?
Probably. It's hard to tell when he's sitting down, but he doesn't look, I don't know.
Well, but I need motivation so that I'll actually get in shape.
Although the show picture that 610 put out has him actually looking taller than Sterner.
So they're not in the same picture? Like, it's superimposed?
That's possible.
I wonder what Show's prediction is of who would win between you and him.
I want him to say him.
Well,
I need that motivation, man.
If Show predicts it, it's right.
Okay. I need that motivation. Because I would get my ass in shape for that. Because there's no way in hell I'd want to go out there and get embarrassed by one of those guys.
Show looks like he's a big old boy.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's large and in charge. Again, it's hard to tell if that picture does look like it's just superimposed. I don't think they were standing next to each other when that picture was taken. That picture?
I think we both look like we're in kind of similar shape at the moment. So, yeah. Okay. I'm
now
down.
We're talking.
I'm down. I'll do this. And... I got to reach out to my buddy who's a fighter to train me. He'll do it. We've talked about it. I got a couple of folks I can train with.
Fred, go for the eye poke. That's the first thing you need to do.
Well,
learn that's Ric Flair move.
Well, it depends. Now, are we doing full MMA? Are we doing kickboxing? Or are we just boxing?
Well, I've told you the best thing to do when you're fighting, because you always get one warning, is kick a guy in the junk or poke him in the eye as hard as you can once. And then put your hands together like you're praying and say, sorry, 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 my bad. Like it was an accident. And the ref will say, hey, watch it. And you go, okay, all right.
Yeah, even in boxing, like I'll drop a low blow.
Right.
Just and then get the
everything's
warning.
A low blow in boxing. Like everything yeah. below the chest is a low blow in boxing. That's what drives me the craziest about boxing is those guys wear their shorts up to their nipples and then like you hit them in the stomach and they're like, oh, that's a low blow.
But I am curious. We'd have to have, you know, to figure out what whether it's going to be, as I said, boxing or MMA or kickboxing. Now, kickboxing would be my preference.
The truth is,
because I can't do the other stuff.
None of this will ever happen.
No, but it doesn't hurt to challenge it. I think it'd be fun. It would be a lot of fun to do something like that and make it a charity challenge. And you know, that, like I said, it would motivate me. And if I get my ass kicked, I'll be the first one to admit it. Say, damn, show took me down. Didn't see that coming.
It's happened.
Yeah. Well, we do have deaths. Do we want to do deaths? Are there any good ones? I haven't really looked.
Well, let's burn through them real quick. Yeah. We got a few minutes.
Okay.
Who's important that died?
Well, Strother Martin. Wilford Brimley. That was this week.
Oh, that was a big one.
Hats off for Wilford. Let's see. Alec Guinness from Star Wars. Dead at 86 in 2000.
Who was he in Star Wars?
Wasn't
Obi-Wan.
He was Obi-Wan, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The original. The first three that became the right. second three that are now the middle three.
Right.
Yeah. 1989, Lane Frost, American Bull Rider, dead at 25. That was a very sad movie. 8 seconds.
Yeah.
About him. Bill Walsh in 2007, dead at 75. Let's see. Not very good. Not very good. Carry the two. All right, let's go to political figures. Andrew Johnson, 17th president, dead at 66 in 1875. Marcus Antonius, also known as Mark Antony, not the singer. 30 BC, dead at 53, defeated by Octavian at the Battle of Actium.
Yeah.
Everything just sounds better when you're talking about the Romans. Warren G. Harding, 29th president, dead at 57.
Was he a great big fat person?
Was he a big guy?
I don't know.
Nah, I don't know. I don't remember much about Warren G. Harding. Okay, August 2nd, 1922, Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone.
No, he's a regular-sized person.
Oh, okay.
He looks very serious.
Bell got the call at the age of 75.
That's the first picture of Warren G. Harding. Oh, okay, yeah. He's like a very serious man.
Yeah.
He puts a finger next to his face like, I'm thinking about this.
All right, let's see. Let's just go to the best deaths here. Bill Walsh is on here twice. Did you know that?
That's how good he was. Yeah.
Okay, 2015, Roddy Piper, dead at 61.
We could have a pro wrestler almost every week.
Yeah, at this stage, they die every week. 1903, Calamity Jane, dead at 51.
Best known from her time on Deadwood.
Yeah, her real name was Martha Jane Canary. Also dead the same week, but not the same year. Significantly before that, in 1876, also from Deadwood, Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok.
Shot by Jack McCall, from Aces and Eights, 39 years old.
The coward Jack McCall.
Yeah, the coward Jack McCall. I watched a movie called Hickok the other day with one of the Hemsworths.
Garbage.
Not very good, no. 1962, Marilyn Monroe. She could have also gone on the porn stars. Dead at 36. But she had strong game, though. She pulled a president, Joe DiMaggio. Yeah,
center fielder of the Yankees and a president of the United States.
In that era, that's it. You can't beat that. All right, two porn stars. Natalie Damore, 35 years old in 2012.
35? That sounds like a car wreck.
How about a double suicide?
Ooh, double suicide?
Yeah, died in a double suicide with porn director editor Jack Banner. He was 60. They both shot themselves with shotguns. Wow.
That's true love.
Yeah, or something. And August 4, 2000, 36 years old, Leslie Glass.
Murdered by a pimp.
Colon cancer.
You are that's incorrect. Young for colon cancer.
Yeah, you know what? I've noticed a lot of these porn stars die of cancer. I wonder if it's related. All right, it's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. Great job, Twitchers. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay Rona-free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.